the main categories of the suffering of human existence, of the human realm, are the three sufferings: the suffering of suffering, the suffering of impermanence, and the suffering of everything composite. There's the suffering of birth, old age, sickness, and death. There's the suffering of losing or not losing, wanting to lose one's loved ones, meeting those who we don't particularly want to meet, for instance, enemies, getting what we want. Actually, it's getting what we don't want and not getting what we want. But sometimes also be careful of what you wish for. This is not one of the categories, but sometimes we get what we want and we find out it's not what we want. Within the three sufferings, this was spoken about in the introduction, there is the suffering of suffering. This is the physical sufferings that we directly experience. Maybe we have pain in our body. Somebody hurts us. The suffering, mental anguish, our mental sufferings. And sometimes these sufferings are one after the other, after the other. They say it never rains, but it pours. Maybe we feel ill. And then we have problems at work. And then just as we want to go back to work, some other issue arises, or we fall ill again, or we have an accident, or some kind of economic downturn occurs, and then there's problems with work. And so there can be many, many different problems that come one after the other. Then there's the suffering of change. And we've spoken about impermanence. Everything changes. Whatever is built up will fall down. Whatever is accumulated will one day be used up. Whatever is gathered will be disposed of, or dispersed. Sorry, it'll be dispersed if a crowd comes together. We all get together for the teachings and then we all disperse. Whatever is born is going to die. Everything changes. The gods of the wealth of the kings sometimes is lost. Poor people, beggars may become kings. They may become very wealthy. Look how the seasons change. Look at a river. If we look at a river, we think it's the same river, but in reality, it's not the same river. If we go back a year later, it seems to be in the same place. It seems to be the same water. However, it's definitely not the same water. The water we saw when we came a year ago, this is long gone into the ocean. The water's moving all the time. The trees around have changed. They've seen one winter. They've lost leaves. They've grown new leaves. They've changed. Even the where the Earth is and the axis in relative to all the other stars, the universe has changed. And we've changed. So everything has changed. And our wealth changes. Our status changes. Fame changes. Look at the wealthy people of the world. Sometimes they lose it. Look at the status. Some people may be kings, they may be presidents, they might be prime ministers. How long does this last for? Then other people take their place. All that fame and status they had disappears, or it diminishes substantially. So all of these are always in a state of flux. And our body's changing, and our mind is always changing. And I think we've spoken about this at length in impermanence as a result of the fact that there is no consistency. Everything is changing. Due to these changes, it brings suffering or unhappiness or discontentment. If we have any attachment to any of the five aggregates, there is the potential to experience suffering. And there's the suffering of all things composite. Everything we do that we consider to be enjoyment involves the suffering of ourselves and of others. We think, for instance, whatever we eat has involved the suffering of others. When we plow the fields, what happens? Worms, insects, they get hurt. They die. So often insecticides are used. causes a lot of suffering for the insects, for birds. If we're eating animals, well, it goes without saying that they are directly slaughtered for their flesh, and this causes great suffering to them. And in planting and plowing the fields, it involves hard work. In the old days, it involved the hard work of the oxen or the various animals that were helping to pull the plows. And it involves people's hard work to plant, to grow the crops, to pick the fruit. It involves other people's hard work. It involves their suffering as well. And then there's the suffering of when people do business. Some people do it very honestly, and some people are very sly and very clever. And in doing that, it also causes harm. It also causes a lot of negative afflictions through greed and avarice. And when people are cheated, and they find out that they are cheated, many negative emotions arise, and this sometimes causes us a lot of physical as well as mental pain and suffering. And it may end up other people imposing or delivering a beating to others, or thoughts of vengeance and retribution. Whatever we consider to be happy involves all of this. Even we just have a cup of tea, we have a cup of coffee, we have something to eat, has involved the suffering of others.